Pause recording. Button.
Hello, Boobirds. This is Ben Bloomgren out here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we hear all these White Christmas, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, all these songs that indicate Christmas in the cold lands. But my question is, what are some Christmas traditions in places either where it is warm, i.e. what I would consider warm? I'm from the desert, so warm is not 25 degrees centigrade or 30. Warm is upwards of 40 centigrade, upwards of 100-ish Fahrenheit. Well, warm is like 90 Fahrenheit, about 30, upwards of 30. Once we get north of 30, then I'm in my zone. I like it that way. Which, for those bird outs who don't do centigrade / Celsius, you bird out intensely. 30 is around 86-ish Fahrenheit. Once we start getting north of there, I really get in my zone. So that's where I like to go be. What are some Christmas traditions of those who live in those areas? You hear the Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. What? I'm not an expert on geography, but I have heard that only certain areas of Australia truly get nice and toasty. Maybe Sydney West being one. I'm probably going to be way wrong. Hopefully I'll get a shitload of DMs going like, we get 35 here. What are you talking about? Anyway, what are some of the traditions in areas of the world that are not cold? We here in Arizona have a great luxury in that we can often do Christmas dinner on the patio. That may or may not work this year, I don't know, because we're only looking at about 15 centigrade. We're looking at around about 15 degrees Fahrenheit, which is unfortunately only about 60-61 Fahrenheit, so. But again, you know, that's for us. I know I have people up in the UK and up, you know, around different parts of the US where they would die for 60 Fahrenheit. They would die for 15 centigrade on Christmas Day. I had a boo from earlier. I had a boo from a DM from the Boo Magnet, and I will, if I think of it, mention you in this boo. That way you'll have a mention. She said that, you know, she is in Southwest Ontario, where they had one day that was like 20 centigrade for Christmas, which is right about 68 to 70 Fahrenheit. But then it, of course, being it's Canada and it's north and it's all this shit, as soon as Christmas was over, it went, guess what, MFers? Fell flat and went colder than hell. So, burn out. So, and even for them it was weird. It wasn't normal. Like I said, we have a great luxury here in Arizona that we can often do that. On Thanksgiving, which, you know, late November, I was wearing shorts. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. And a short-sleeve t-shirt. So, that's where it's at. Let alone my birthday, which is November 20th. I was actually wearing shorts and a t-shirt. So, not a big winter fan, and Caribbean Blind Man, at Caribbean _ Blind Man, booed from Puerto Rico. And just hearing all the frogs and all the crickets and whatnot down there made me think, you lucky sons of birds. It's Puerto Rico. They don't do cold. They don't do winter. Even our winter. he would probably be pretty chilly here at night. And during the night. So I thought, oh, you fuckers. You have these nice warm Christmases. Burnt out. So, yeah, I thought, let me boo about Christmas where it's really nice and warm. And again, 75 for the high for me is not necessarily warm. It would be awesome for this time of year, but that's not warm. Warm is, we're talking, 80 plus I'd call warm. 90 plus I'd call, and 100 plus I'd just call wonderful, almost until we get to about 110, 115. Then I start to go, but then it's good pool weather and we're even. So, other than that, Merry Christmas. Those of you lucky birds, unlucky, who are in cold places, do stay warm. McColgan, you are a crazy son of a bird. To walk out in when it's colder than shit and just go, oh, this is wonderful. You're certifiably crazy, dude. I don't know how you do it. Other than that, as I grab my keyboard, I will shit right out. Sorry about that. I will talk to y'all soon. And if I don't boo beforehand, which I probably, I may. Merry Christmas. Stay warm.